Awry Plans, written by Co-Prime, read by Calicaria. Fandom, Lilo and Stitch. This story features the pairing David Nami, has been rated for general audiences, and has been tagged, no archive warnings apply. David knocked on Nani's door and waited. He'd worn his nicest non-button-down shirt and board shorts for their date tonight. He hadn't planned anything too fancy, although he had brought a plant for her. Hopefully Nani would enjoy the afternoon. He certainly was looking forward to it. It had been a long time since they'd been able to go anywhere, just the two of them with no interruptions. After some crashes and bangs from inside, which didn't bode well for their date, Nani opened the door. She was a vision of loveliness. Dark hair, gorgeous eyes, perfect curves, and dotted very liberally with splotches of some sort of pink goo. David still thought she looked pretty. "David!" she said with forced brightness. "What are you doing here so early?"
"I'm not. What happened?" he asked.
"Oh, She jerked her head around to glance at the clock on the wall behind her. A pink blob flew from her hair onto David. "Can we reschedule? See, Lilo and Stitch got ideas about how to play superheroes better, and one thing led to another. Long story. But the upshot of it is, why do you have a spider plant?" He held up his pretty little spider plant in its little ceramic pot that had yellow and orange hibiscuses painted on it, and beamed.
"It's a gift for you.
Spider plants are supposed to be hard to kill, so I thought it might survive your home better than flowers would." Nani smiled softly, and David did a mental fist pump. She took the plant from him and said, "Thank you. Why don't you at least come in and maybe we can..."
"You should kiss him now!"
a voice whispered loudly from the direction of the kitchen. Both David and Nani turned to find Lilo watching them from around the corner. Nani hung her head and sighed in exasperation.
"That's not kissing!"
Lilo added helpfully, still doing her impression of a subtle whisper. David needed to get Nani out of "my sister drives me nuts" mode and into date mode. He laid his hands on Nani's hips, took a small step forward, and bent his knees slightly so he could look into Nani's face. The edge of the ceramic pot pressed into his stomach, and he could feel a bit of the pink whatever under his hands. It was slimier than it looked.
"Can I have a thank you kiss? Please?" he asked.
Nani gave him a wry look. "While my little sister gives me advice from the sidelines." Some scuffling ensued, along with a couple of commands to
"Come on, Stitch!"
and
"Over here!"
Then Lilo called out from the other side of the kitchen,
"I'm not watching anymore, Nani, so you can go ahead!"
Nani scrunched her face up. It looked like she was trying to keep from laughing. She pressed her mouth against his, like her personal Greek chorus had been gunning for her to do, and failed to keep a giggle from escaping. It was a bit of a disappointing thank you kiss. She just ended up snickering while her mouth was smushed against his. Nani leaned back, closed her eyes, and took a deep breath.
"I'm sorry," she said. "Everything's just a little..."
Nani twirled one hand in the air to encompass the chaos around her. "Today..." Some pink stuff dripped from her clothes to the floor.
"Do you want me to help clean up the kitchen while you get yourself cleaned up? And then we can go?"
David asked.
"We can't go,"
Nani huffed. "No babysitter. At the last minute, Jumba and Pleakley decided they were too busy, and then I was too busy trying to contain the disaster in the kitchen to call anyone else." David's heart sank. Something always seemed to come up. He knew Nani had a hectic life, and he accepted it, but he really had been looking forward to their date. Seeing the guilty look on her face, however, he gave a cheerful smile.
"I can still help clean up the kitchen," he said.
"Will you shower, and then we can figure out what to do this afternoon. You, me, and Lila."
"And Stitch," Nani added.
"Sure, but you really should shower before you drip more goo on the floor."
Nani looked down at the pink puddle slowly forming around her, let out a small screech, and ran upstairs, the plant still clutched in her hand. David turned to the kitchen, where Lilo and Stitch were again watching from around the corner. Lilo said,
"We're sorry. We didn't mean to make a mess of everything."
Stitch nodded his agreement. "Hey, these things happen," David said as he finally walked into the kitchen. Everything, from the floor to the ceiling and all the surfaces in between, had pink on them, with the biggest concentration surrounding the blender. This was going to take a lot of cleaning. At least the stuff didn't stink. Lilo and Stitch, however, were pink-free.
"How come you're still clean?"
"We took cover while our experiment was mixing."
Stitch pointed to the dining table that had been turned on its side and positioned so the top faced the blender.
"Oh. Have I ever told you about the time your sister got spaghetti sauce all over her hula classroom and tried to blame it on me?"
Lilo and Stitch shook their heads. David fished out a bucket and some sponges from the cabinets under the sink. He continued his story as the three of them wiped down the kitchen. It really had been a funny incident, even though at the time he'd been too mad at Nani to see it. Lilo especially liked the part where Nani had explained to her mother how her actions had been completely logical and her mother hadn't bought one bit of it. Stitch liked how Nani kept on making the sauce splatter even though her grand idea, her words at the time, not his, obviously wasn't working. He hadn't thought of the episode in years, and as soon as he finished, Lilo demanded another Nani story. He chose the time they'd gone on a treasure hunt in the forest and he'd ended up stuck in a tree. And after that one, Lilo made him tell the story about why Nani refused to climb trees, which was why he'd been required to do the climbing on their treasure hunt. It was difficult to feel let down around Lilo's typical high spirits, just in general, much less when he kept remembering all the fun, and trouble, he'd gotten up to with Nani when they'd been little.
"No wonder my parents waited so long to have me,"
Lilo said when he finished.
"Nani was as much as they could handle."
"Now, now,"
Nani interrupted from the doorway, pink-free and stunning in her cutoffs and top. "There were plenty of times when you were the one getting me in trouble, David."
"Uh-oh,"
chorused Lilo and Stitch. David grinned sheepishly.
"Yeah, but those times don't make for as fun a story. What's so exciting about staying after school to clap erasers and clean blackboards?"
"Well, it certainly wasn't me who set my parents' porch on fire trying to learn fire dancing when he was 12. Nani teased. David shrugged.
"I figured out how to do it eventually. Mostly, anyway."
Lilo giggled. "You guys did a great job cleaning. I'm kind of surprised by how quickly you worked. I mean, not that you cleaned." Nani seemed flustered, even though she was just looking at him. Lilo piped up.
"Me and Stitch are going to play upstairs, and we promised not to destroy anything, so there's no reason for you to check on us."
And suited action to words. Stitch followed along behind her, nodding eagerly. They were alone now.
"Lilo could come with us if he still wanted to go on a date,"
David said, which was not nearly as smooth a line as he wanted.
"We can see the new Disney princess movie instead of the romantic comedy playing. And then I thought we could go to the taco shack for dinner. Lilo likes fish tacos, right?"
Nani took a step towards him. "That sounds nice." And another step. "We should do that." Another. But not quite yet. Until she was standing in front of him. "Do you know how sexy you are when you take my messy, hectic life in stride?" And then she finally kissed him, a fervent one that chased away his last, lingering bit of disappointment. He had a good time on the rest of their date, too, when they finally got to it. The end.